What are we? What makes us what we are? And what we're gonna be? I think it's that right there. It's grit. It's grit.
And we're back, boys. This is the All Grit Podcast. I am your humble host, Caleb, joined by the offensive coordinator, Adrian, Plax, and Clay the Stat Guy. What happened to Plax's little white bubble there? We got to get something for that.
I don't know. We got to find your...
What are you known for, Plax?
Disrespect.
The disrespect.
Episodes, I don't even get my own bubble.
He's our college sports guru, man. Anything college football, Plax is your guy.
You want to be known for that? I mean, this is the All Grit Podcast, but if you want a college shout out, you know.
Well, I mean, like, you know, he's like the Brad Holmes of the show. Like, he knows, he can scout talent.
Okay, so change it to general manager. That's fine.
Okay. GM.
Like, calls plays right before they happen, right when they're lining up. He'll call the play.
Yeah. We'll call him the GM. All right, edit name and headline. Here we go. The GM.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's been quite a week, fellas.
Those of you who are watching YouTube, you now see the general manager is with us, Plax.
Appreciate taking care of that on the fly for me.
You're welcome. We got you. So offensive coordinator, what we got coming down the pipeline today? Tell our listeners what we're going to be discussing. Do you know?
Well, we got plenty to go over, everybody. We've got a contest to resolve. Thank you for everybody that is supporting the podcast. We've got some drama in the Lions organization, some turnover on coaches, some stealing, some poaching going on, some dirty moves from Ben Johnson. And, you know, can't blame Aaron Glenn for trying to take some good guys. But we'll get into that. We'll talk about this Luka Doncic trade. No, I'm just kidding. We won't go over that.
Yep.
But we got plenty to go over before the Super Bowl.
All right, what do you boys want to start with? You want to start with the poaching? Yeah, let's save the raffle. So we are going to announce that raffle on today's episode. So one of you lucky listeners who dropped in some raffle tickets, you're about to win the biggest prize of the century. Once again, no, I'm going to hold on to it. We're going to get to it later. All right, let's first get into the Lions coaching staff being raided. So I took a picture of a... little recent Instagram post that I saw. So let me go over this and get your guys' thoughts. And all of our listeners, you know, this is nothing new to you, but just to put it into mind, because this, you know, it's seeing it right in the face is what really gets you. So Ben Johnson, offensive coordinator, he heads to Chicago as head coach. Aaron Glenn, defensive coordinator, heads to New York Jets head coach. Terrell Williams, defensive line coach. He's going to go over to New England as a defensive coach. We got Steve Hayden or Hayden. I think it's Hayden. Tight end coach. He's going to go with Aaron Glenn down in New York to the Jets as an offensive line coach. So there's four. All right. We done? Now. Let's go now to Antoine Randall L., wide receivers coach. He's going to Chicago, joining the enemy, Ben Johnson. Exactly. This one really hurts. As a wide receivers coach, so it's a lateral move with the assistant head coach title on the back end of it. JT Barrett, ex-Ohio State, hit him with the
boo.
Still lost to Michigan. He was our assistant quarterback coach. He's going to Chicago as a trader to the Chicago Bears. And last but not least, I think, Tanner Engstrand. How do you pronounce his last name?
Engstrand. Yeah. What? It doesn't matter anymore. He's not one
of us. Yeah, we're just calling him Tanner. Typical white boy name, Tanner.
Typical Tanner.
And he's our passing game coordinator. He's now going once again to the New York Jets with his buddy Aaron Glenn. So I counted seven. Did I miss any?
There's probably more coming, to be honest.
Yeah, for sure.
One or two.
Seven. coaches.
Like Scotty Montgomery was interviewing for the Cowboys OC job and he didn't get it, but you know.
Yeah. According to Matt Derry, he is not going anywhere.
Yeah, he's staying. It stinks, man. It just feels like the breath left the room with a lot of brain power.
The one that hurts the most for me is Antoine Randall. I really was enjoyed to see him to move up the line and see what he did. And so that one really actually, I mean, we knew Ben was going to be gone. You knew Aaron Glenn was going to be gone, but Antoine, I thought he was going to move up the ladder, but guess not.
Yeah. I really liked him too, man. Like we all kind of knew Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn were gone. We come to grips with it, right? We're more happy with how Aaron Glenn handled it just because it wasn't 2 days after their loss. Going back to the Ben Johnson thing, have you guys been seeing the reels about his reaching out mid-season to the guy?
I heard he was building his squad for a year.
Yup.
So him coming back literally a year from now, him announcing that he was coming back to Detroit, he was basically just like, all right, yeah, I'll be in Detroit, but I'll be side project at the same time, basically.
Yeah. I have a feeling when that dude comes back to Detroit, he's going to need some security.
Oh, it almost makes sense to me, like his play calling. Like, think about this, guys, the whole year. We had such a fun year of trick plays.
Yeah.
And like these risky plays. And now it makes sense because he was just throwing stuff at the wall and he didn't care almost that it didn't work. Like he was just playing loose.
Yeah.
Which in one way, like it's cool. Like it's good to play confident, you know, call confident plays. But then when you really understand the context and why, it like makes you more angry.
It was a whole preseason for his coaching.
Yeah.
Before his coaching debut.
Yeah, especially that Chicago game. I mean, that was the stumble bum, you know. That was the 80-yard dime to calling up to J-Mo. Like, we've been calling for that J-Mo throw since day one when we got J-Mo. And, like, literally, that's the first time that it ever came to fruition in Chicago. Like, he was just whining and dining them, bro, trying to get that job.
Yep.
But he best not come to Detroit. I mean, he's gonna come, but so I don't know. Let me just mention. So we mentioned those two, Ben and Aaron. We kind of figure them. Terrell Williams. I know you guys were really hype on him. Like he came from Tennessee, right? Now he's going to New England with his buddy.
Yep, Mike Vrabel. So
I think the defensive end will suffer a little bit. But speaking of defensive end, if you have Hutch coming back, you got Smith already there, and potential news today. Go ahead, hit us with it, stat guy. What just happened today? Who asked out?
Miles Garrett, man. He wants out of Cleveland. So, new start. I mean, that's music to our ears in Detroit. So, imagine Hutch and on one side and Miles Garrett on the other. And then you still got McNeil's up the middle. So, my goodness.
If McNeil and DJ can just stop the run, that stops the run. Then you got the two bookends, and that stops the pass. It's just beautiful to think about that. So let me ask you a quick question. Let me start with Plax.
Yeah.
You know, this is just a dream scenario. If they go out and Brad Holmes says, you know what? Wait a second. Let me get my drop ready. Wait, turn me up. If Brad Holmes goes them picks and he goes out and gets Miles Garrett, let's say, What would be your trade? Because I know we kind of talked about this on our text chat a little bit earlier. Plax, what's going to get? Let's say Brad Holmes is interested in him. What gets Miles Garrett here? Draw up your offer.
I think minimum two first round picks. And once we've seen the news where he asked for the trade, us and every single fan of every single team in the league got to thinking, ooh, he's available. I wonder what we could do to get him.
Yeah.
And I was starting to think, like, is this us just, you know, reaching for the stars or just dreaming, or is this actually like a viable option? And at first I was like, man, Holmes, he ain't gonna go for that. But then I got to thinking too, like, we have the foundation. We have the base. We're not technically rebuilding. Yeah. I think it's a legit option to entertain where you can afford to give up a couple first rounders for him. Obviously, Cleveland's going to be, they're going to want the most in returns they can get. Obviously. To me, it would be, it would remind me of the LA situation where you're going all in on 1 year. And the reason I say that is because I think they said it'd be like a $23 million cap hit for the next year, which we got that. That's not even an issue. But the thing I worry about is, because I don't know how, I don't know, I think he's got a couple years or a few years left on his deal.
Two.
So year two, we got J-Mo on a contract year next year. We got Kirby on a contract year next year. Is this going to prevent us from, you know, and they're going to need some big paydays. Is this going to prevent us possibly maybe securing them for the future? And it got me thinking, you know, would you take, it's not obviously not a guarantee, will you take a legit, like no one can not put us as the favorite, we get Myles Garrett, would you take that Super Bowl like LA got? I don't think we would suck after that because we have the foundation, but you might be looking a little skinny in the next 3 to 5 years. Personally, I'll take it. F the picks. Can you even imagine Myles Garrett and Hutch on ends? And we got Za'Darius Smith and the D-line. Yeah. I'm all about it. It's like, you know, you got a chance to get a Ferrari. You grab it. Enjoy it while you got it. Suffer the consequences later. But I could see either way. I feel good about keeping the picks and having Holmes still do his thing in the draft. But it's definitely interesting, and I'm pretty sure some phone calls are going to be made.
All right, so you say two first rounds. OC, what say you when it comes to Za'Darius Smith? Could he be a trade option again? Because I don't think – I mean, yes, he'd be great coming off the bench, but that's kind of overkill.
Right.
Yeah. So could we swing those two first rounders – plus Vildor, or you know, I dare send Za'Darius back, but he would kill himself before he went back.
And Mosley, yeah, add in Mosley, sprinkle.
But like, could you at least use him as bait for like, okay, well, we can't get,
yeah,
you know, two first rounders, and then you get a third rounder back because you give, you know, is that a possible option?
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, there was already rumors that he might get cut this offseason, not because of his performance, but because of his salary cap hit in this next season. The thing with this whole thing is it is so tough for me. It's a 50-50 because you got to remember that this Lions organization, the most valuable person is Brad Holmes. Brad Holmes got you the players, got you the potential inside the room, and he can do it again. So if you're going to trade away for two first round picks, who could those have been? Could that have been the next game breaking player like Jahmyr Gibbs? Could it have been, you know, another Brian Branch, another Sam Laporta? So for me, it's tough.
You have to remember this though. You're not getting an pick 8 or a pick 5 or a pick 12. You're getting a pick, what, 28?
28, 29, so, whatever it is.
You're giving two picks away at 28. Right. So I don't think you're getting a Laporta. I don't think you're getting a Myles Garrett.
Laporta was a second round draft pick. So my point is just by saying that is Brad can find the guy at any point, whether we have a late pick or not.
You're right.
So I'm not supporting that side. I'm just stating that side of the argument that for me, it's a really tough decision, and whatever Brad Holmes decides, I'm with it. If we don't go after Myles Garrett, then let Brad Holmes cook in the draft and let him get an edge. Who knows if we can get the next best edge at 28? And it's happened before. TJ Watt was a late first-round pick. So for me, I just get nervous giving away Brad Holmes' ammo, and that's just my only point. And for me, I'm completely unbiased with it, whether we do it or not. I'm with whatever they do. It'd be nice to get Myles Garrett, But then it's like there's more added pressure. Like, we've got to now win a Super Bowl because this is your window now if you go after him. So that's my two cents on the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I could play a little devil's advocate. I do agree with most of that, but like this whole in Brad we trust, let Brad cook, all this stuff, like he did just pick a third round off a defensive tackle that we haven't seen hit the field in 2 years.
Yeah, he's been
and
a project.
I can't remember his name. But like, you know what I'm saying, like he hits, but then sometimes Melifonwu, who's been injured, you know, he's just not he. I love also, the guy, but he's also not 100%.
Mm-hmm. I can see. I mean, I'm kind of with Adrian. I could go either way, but you're also talking about two guys who could possibly pan out, and one guy who's without a doubt the best defensive player in the league. You know what you're getting.
You talking about Hutch? Or are you talking about Myles Garrett?
Garrett.
I'm talking about Garrett.
I thought you were talking about still the draft, like what Brad Holmes did. Because of course,
Garrett, you already know what you're getting with him. That dude can line up on any team and have the same production he's been given.
And if you lined up Myles Garrett or Max Crosby again, you know, on the other side of Hutchinson, you literally have major cornerbacks. You could put Vildor out there, and you could put who's the other guy that got hurt? Little guy, 30. I'm talking about our back.
Davis?
Dorsey.
Oh, yeah.
You could put Dorsey and Vildor out there, and you'd still have shutdown corners with those two edge rushers. I'm not even lying.
It would be disgusting.
So if you had Carlton Davis back, which I think is number one priority this offseason.
Yeah.
You know, Ennis Rakestraw is going to be super healthy come next year. He's going to be raring to go. And then you got Tyrion Arnold. Dude, that defense is going to be sick. And then Brian Branch and Kirby. So, yeah. It's interesting as we'll see. You know, Ben, like you said, he doesn't like to go out and make those picks like L.A. did, but we'll see.
It could be like a game of, I mean, Madden too. Like Madden, you're just trying to see what trade gets accepted, right? So it doesn't hurt just to throw like, so in 2018, Khalil Mack, which he doesn't have the, what Myles Garrett has, but Chicago traded two first round picks, a third round pick, and a sixth round pick and got him. If Lions just, not the team that played Washington because that was a banged up team, not blaming injuries, but it was a banged up team. That roster could have won the Super Bowl. And you add Myles Garrett to it, you can win a Super Bowl and just don't give up St. Brown or anybody, but you just give up, you know, don't give up any big name or in the whole, but if you just give up picks, man, I think picks can get you them and then get you a go all in, man, on your picks.
Yeah.
It's going to be minimum. It's the two first rounds. I think that's just to start. That's just to get to the table. There's going to be some later picks and some different moving around for sure.
Yeah. The only thing I would say is like, don't trade any of your core players that you have drafted because that would hurt the locker room. If you trade it as a Darius Smith, like, you know, we just got him as a free agent or whatever, like that'll be fine. That won't hurt the locker room. But if you trade one of the guys that you drafted, like some people have been throwing J-Mo's name out there or, you know, some guy that's part of the core, like that's just not only going to hurt the team, but the culture is going to get hurt if you do that, start doing that. So,
yeah, you took the question right out of my mouth. I was going to say, what about the J-Mo, you know, talk? So that could heat up down the road.
I think J-Mo is still a great piece. I mean, he's young, but like he's going to make stupid mistakes like he did last year. Hopefully that's behind him, but
yeah, he's got the 5-year option.
Exactly. You still have two more years to pay him trash.
Like, right, exactly.
Even if you wore him out for the next 2 years, wore him out, and somewhere in the draft you pick up another speed demon, and to replace him, you know that's there what you do. It's pennies. Yep. So
you can't get another 1,000-yard receiver for $5 million a year.
Yes, you can. We just picked up Michigan wide receiver Ronnie Bell, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice depth. Come home.
I love that guy. All right, so quick, new thoughts on John Morton. Not Johnny Morton, John Morton, offensive coordinator. From what I read, he taught Ben Johnson everything he knows.
You're kidding.
No, he was on the Lions staff years ago.
What's that saying that some dads say? I taught you everything you know, but not everything I know.
Mm.
Not supposed to be a joke.
Okay. Sounds like a joke. That's a bar.
So, yeah, we don't have a lot of thoughts about him yet.
Yeah. The only thing I've heard negative is that he doesn't like to run the ball, but if you look at Denver's team last year, I don't think they had really a choice to run the ball. So, yeah. Of course, they're just going to throw it out with their rookie. So, he's walking to a team who likes to run the ball, so he'll run the ball.
But, I mean, they go ahead, Adrian.
Second in play action, weren't they?
Yeah.
Denver, it was us, Lions first, then they were second in play action.
I heard the same thing, Clay, but who did we get from Stanford?
Oh.
And what is he... What does he like to do? He literally runs the ball, and he's going to be the play caller. Or not play caller, but the passing game coordinator.
Yeah.
Cool.
So he's – which is funny. He's going to be passing game coordinator, but he's going to tell the guy to run the ball. So anyways, so many coaches. All right. All right, let's get this in before Adrian takes off. Let's do – ladies and gentlemen, we are about to hit this sponsor – we're not sponsored. We're about to hit the raffle of the January All Grit podcast. Those of you who have paid all of your money in, you are about to get the one and only Lifetime Achievement Award. Real quick, you're about to be on a special on-air episode of the show. You're going to pick when you want it. You just call us. You let us know. You're also going to get some All Grit Podcast merchandise or a bottle of bourbon of the All Grit Podcast crew's choice. All Is that how we worded it, boys? Yeah.
Let's do it.
You're going to get free sponsorship or a shout out for an episode. You got business. You got marketing. We're going to put it on here. We're going to put you on all of our socials. You're also going to get a $25 gift card to Starbucks. Starbucks, yeah. You're
going to
get a package of Clay's Nuts. That's Johnny Almonds.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're here locally, you're going to get some professional headshots done by our water boy, Ivan. So,
Mosley.
Shall we hear the drum roll, boys? It's the most important time. That's about as good as we can get. All right. If you're watching live on YouTube, we have our All Grit Podcast jar. The names are in. I have to go deep inside through all these.
All right. What could it be? Who's got it?
This is exciting.
The one that I pick out is.
Oh, I hope it's me.
In my hand.
What?
Suspense.
Oh, there it is.
You know what?
There's our winner.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy right now.
Oh, John. Let's go, well John.
Deserved. John well McCune, deserved. you have been from the bottom to the top, hands down, the best supporter of the All Grit Podcast crew. You got picked first, and just so you know, we're not cheating. There are other names in the pod. Oh, geez, what is going on here? There we go. There are other names. In the pod, in the barrel Todd. That I just threw out. So, anyway, John, hit us up on our socials, buddy. You're going to be getting this care package once we get it all together. We'd love to have you on the podcast and have you on the show. So,
let me know what flavor of nuts you want.
Congratulations!
Congrats, all right, John. Boys. Appreciate you.
Before Adrian's got to go, because, you know, he's off to Paris tonight. Unbelievable. Those of you who don't have kids. All right. Let's get into our Super Bowl bold take, because I don't have any bold takes. We don't have to go back and listen to last week's episode. I don't have it written anywhere. So bold takes for this weekend Super Bowl. Adrian, what say you?
Oh, man. I don't even want to watch it. I know a lot of Lions fans are just not excited to watch this one. But I will say the hot take. I think Chiefs are favored, right?
2.5? I haven't even looked at
something like that. Like 3 or something.
One would assume.
I think the Eagles are going to win this one. and Saquon is going to go off for 100-plus yards.
It is a 1.5-point spread to the Chiefs. Okay, so you said Eagles win.
Eagles win. What? Saquon gets named MVP.
Ooh. I love that. All right, Clay. Bold take.
I am taking the Chiefs, and I'm going with two rushing touchdowns by Mahomes.
What?
Yep.
Against that vaulted defense of the Eagles?
Yep.
The Eagles? All right, Plax. Bold.
Oh, man. My heart tells me Kansas City is going to win.
See, Adrian.
I wish they could both lose. I'm not super bitter. I mean, I'll probably watch it. I'm not going to, like, plan my day around it, but I'm sure I'll end up having it on. I have a sneaky suspicion Philly's going to win. I think the defense is going to play really strong. I think the Eagles win by two scores, whether that's 10 points. I'd say 10 plus. Two scores.
Okay.
Defense is strong. Saquon is a little too much, and I think they kind of close it out in the fourth. It's going to be a tight game, though. I could see it going either way.
Okay, so I'll put you down for bold take being Eagles 10 plus win.
Yeah.
10 points or plus. All right, and I'm simply just going to do a one-man show. I'm not even going to call it. My bold take is Saquon Barkley 200
all purpose.
It's so easier to say all purpose. Yeah, I'm going to go all purpose.
I would like to see him get a couple big ones.
Two hundy, bro. A
couple big runs. Two hundy.
And if I'll add a caveat, if that does happen, he's winning. I don't care what the quarterbacks do. He's going to win MVP.
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed.
Well, no, because he could rush for 200. They could lose the game, and then he would not get
it. And then they give it to Mahomes.
Yeah.
Give it to Mahomes.
All right, let's see.
Kendrick at halftime, though.
Oh, did you hear that? I'll send you the Instagram link. It's like they not like us playing, and then they said right when it's about to hit, they'll have Taylor Swift come out rocking the Kelce jersey, and the whole crowd's gonna go nuts. Like, oh my god, I would puke.
I guess.
Puke.
But with that being said, Kansas City, you three-peat.
You think it's happening?
I think they're going to three-peat, and I think Kelce's going to retire. I think Andy Reid's going to retire, and it's going to be wide open for Lions next year. So
that's kind of where my heart leans. Is like, just go ahead, get the three-peat over. It's been a great run. Obviously, we're tired of them, but you know they've been great. Let's just do it. Get it over with. They can disband, blow everything up.
Spagnuolo is going to be a head coach next year. Calling that right now.
Dude, exactly. Why are we getting raided when you got Spagnuolo over there? I mean, maybe because he's been a head coach in the past and failed, right? Like, he's only a good defensive coordinator. Wasn't he a head coach sometime back?
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he was. I know he's... Was he not in Jacksonville or somewhere?
I thought he was.
Or like,
we'll have to get Chargers, we'll have to get John. Or something. Let's get John on the podcast from Jacksonville to see if Spags was down there or not. I don't know. Maybe you can look that up while I'm playing our sponsor here. Let's get one last word from our beautifully, beautifully done sponsor.
Today's episode is sponsored by Dan Diamond Equipment, a used fork truck dealing company located in Hastings, Michigan. They sell and rent fork trucks and die handlers. With over 30 years of experience, don't hesitate to call Dan Diamond Equipment for all of your fork truck needs. Reach out to Dan at 269-948-3377. Again, the number for Dan Diamond Equipment, 269-948-3377.
Did Spagnuolo coach in the NFL, Plax?
I don't think so.
Oh, I got Steve Spagnuolo right here. It says he coached 4 seasons in the NFL for the St. Louis Rams and the New York Giants.
As a between head coach? The years of,
yeah,
interim head coach for the Giants.
Oh, is it just intern? 4 seasons. Yeah, bro. He was.
Oh, coach. Rams.
He was head coaching.
Head coach for 2 years.
He does look familiar from the Giants, though. But yeah. So anyway, he's had his chance, and I feel like that's why he's kind of, you know, it's kind of like Schwartz. You know, Schwartz is an awesome defensive coordinator, but when he was Lions head coach, it just didn't work. Some guys, and aren't we all hoping Ben Johnson's the same way? Like, he's an awesome offensive coordinator, but we hope that he can't put it together. Otherwise, we're going to have a heck of a division, right?
Right.
So, anyways, that is that. All right. Well, John McEwen, we will be contacting you soon enough to give you your winnings, future winnings, and let us know what kind of podcast you want to join. Super Bowl takes are in, boys. Any last words, Clay?
Oh, let's go Red Wings, man. They're the wild card, man. So a lot of still some positivity in Detroit to be excited about. So
Wings are hot, Pistons are hot. Ready for football to be over so I can stop getting sent Lions things for a while. We can recharge and come back strong next year.
Yep.
So I'm thinking next week we have a way too early draft Monday. Does that sound good?
I like it.
I mean, this is exactly the opposite of what Plax wants to do right now, but
we'll keep the wound open. That's fine.
Way too early mock draft. How about that? So in the meantime, you guys do your research for who you want with the 28th pick. I'll do mine. You at home do yours, and you'll see if you match up with us. Once again, we'd like to thank everybody for their entries into the All Grit Podcast raffle. We will hopefully try to get another one out so you can win that bourbon. You can win that All Grit Podcast merch. I don't have any on me right now. You guys have any on me?
Nope.
I was going to go like that. You see that merch? Oh, Clay is officially in Red Wing season, boys. He's done. He's done. Hey, Plax, we'll know where he'll be all the time now when we're on our text chats. Right. He'll be down at Little Caesars. Right. Not telling us a dang thing either. All right. For the All Grit Podcast, this is your humble host. We're out.
See you guys.
I like to let that beat go. Adrian's so quick with stopping my music.
All right.
Half of a podcast is listening to the god dang beat.
And we're still recording.
Oh. We're out. Later.